Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Sheffield Live.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Squeak. I'm Luke Crofts.
I'm James Hargreaves.
And, well, what about last night?
Well, last night was... It went off, didn't it? It went off the scale.
Off the charts.
It was off the chain.
Yeah, they got worse. No, it was a fantastic night. It was the gig we've mentioned a couple of times.
Just a couple.
A couple of dozen times. It was the Leadmill gig, of course.
Yes.
So, Four Authors, Dead Set Dream, October Drift, and the Slow Readers Club graced the Leadmill.
Yeah.
And it was packed out.
It was, for me... one of the best gigs I've been to in the last few years. It was awesome.
So, to answer our own question, yes.
yes indeed.
Yeah, we put on Twitter, was last night's gig the gig of the year? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we think it was.
Which is a good benchmark for all the Sheffield bands now to go out and try and beat it.
Oh, it was. I had such a good time.
Yeah.
I think the best way to prepare for a gig is a pre-existing hangover,
yeah.
2 pints of Pepsi, and then some Guinness.
Yeah, that was
it worked
a
for
good
me.
Routine, yeah.
And CK, obviously. CK's got to be there.
Well, yeah, CK.
CK was really funny. He was like, oh, yeah, I like Four Authors, great. And then he just stood stock still and just sort of like...
just nodding
his head.
With his wide-legged stance.
Yeah. It was good to stand next to, though, because he sort of commanded quite a lot of space.
And then they did the beach ball thing. Like Four Authors launched a beach ball into the crowd as they did the last number.
Yeah.
And CK...
filmed everything.
Well, he was filming it, but also when the beach ball came to him, it hit the floor in front of him, he belted it full pelt with his right foot. It was a volley that Vardy would have been proud of. And then the ball went and whacked this poor girl right slap in the face.
Did it? I thought that was a joke tweet, but I obviously missed that one, unfortunately.
It was obviously not on purpose, although I've been winding him up on Twitter saying it was on purpose.
Yeah, no, it was a great great night. Of course, Carlton Maloney of Carl Maloney Presents Fame was also out in force with his other half, Kirsty.
He was definitely out in force.
Yeah, ended up in the hospital.
Yes.
So I don't know what happened there. I'd gone home by this point.
we've just been accused on Twitter of breaking Carl Maloney.
I'd gone home well before this, so I take no responsibility. But when afterwards we went to the Washington, Carl sounded like he'd been drinking gravel because he was just it's like got no throat left. So it did sound worse for wear.
He has one of the most Sheffield accents you'll ever hear anyway. And then add in like post-multiple drinks kind of effect on your vocal cords.
And gravel kebabs.
and yes, he apparently, it was after I left. I left him in the safe hands of Scott Arillo and a few others. And apparently he was found outside on a pavement.
Hmm.
Apparently he can't take his beer.
Good night had by all then. Yeah, no, maybe not. Maybe not. We've had another tweet's flooded in. Oh, it's from Neil. Can we read it? No.
Well, it is just a sound rather than a word.
It's just a noise.
Blah.
I think that's how we all felt this morning.
Yeah.
I managed to get my picture taken with Aaron Starkey of Slow Readers Club.
Yeah.
And photobombed by Henry VIII. there was a bouncer who looked like his head was upside down. He was bald on the top and got a ridiculous beard on his chin.
He looked like a Viking.
Yeah. And he was directly in between me and Aaron, but behind us. So you can just see these eyes and this beard sort of looking.
To be fair to him, he's looking straight down the barrel.
Oh, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
He knew we were ruining our
picture. Be fair, if I was a bouncer in a club like that, I'd be doing that to everybody all the time.
Well, he had the rubbish job because where the stage was situated in room 2 in Leadmill, they'd cut the access to the toilets off.
Yeah.
So he was having to tell everybody, no, you can't come this way, you've got to go there and turn left.
I wonder how bored. I wonder how bored of doing that he got.
Well, obviously very, because he photobombed our picture. It's ridiculous. Shall I put it on Twitter so people can
do it?
Can give me sympathy. No, it's a good picture though, and Aaron's a top guy. Yeah. I said, well, they'd got the set list out on stage. And I said to him, oh, Aaron, can I have the set list? He went, yeah, no problem. Anyway, couldn't find it. So,
being the fanboy that you are.
Absolute fanboy. We'll come on to that in a minute.
You want pictures? You want set lists?
I just wanted everything.
Yeah.
And he says, yeah, I'll get it for you. And it'd gone missing.
Surprised you didn't get him to sign your breast.
He wouldn't have done that, though, would he? He wouldn't have done that.
I don't know. If you'd have asked, maybe.
And, I said to him, oh, don't worry. He says, oh, I'll email you. I said, well, I don't want the sequence of songs. I just wanted the bit of paper with it written on. He went, oh, right, okay. I said, no, don't worry about it. I don't know what you were thinking I'm going to do with it. I went, no, I'm just a fanboy. I just wanted your set list. Yeah. I did have a good time listening to Four Authors as well. Knew all the words.
Well, you've been listening to them non-stop for
a few
weeks.
I've been to gigs before where I've not listened to the music and then you don't know any of the words. Yeah. So I thought, I'm not making that mistake. So they're on Spotify, so... Yeah. Just been listening to the stuff on there.
We have some music from all of the bands coming up, so we can do a full individual review and analysis of each set as we play their songs if you want.
Yeah, it's been a slow music week, hasn't it? yeah. Bands, if you're in a band or you know somebody that is, tell them to send the music in, because we will play it.
It's dead easy. Just send us a message at The Squeak on Twitter. And remember, it's spelt wrong, so it's THESQWEEK.
Yeah, nice one, James.
Or The Squeak on Facebook. Just send us a message and we'll send you a link to the uploader. It's dead easy. Just give us a few details about your band and upload your track. And we will play it on the radio for you.
Absolutely. Shall we have a song that we've been sent in first?
Yes, and this is actually one that Carlton Maloney has actually sent us.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it Seven Hills Band?
No, it's not. It's a Bridlington band that played for him at Cornwall Only Presents recently, called Page 45.
Here it is. Thank you.
So they played at Carl Maloney Presents a couple of weeks ago, all the way from Bridlington, which is a place I love. My granddad used to live near Bridlington, so...
Home of the 2p slot machines.
Yeah, well, spent a lot of my childhood holidays there. They're called Page 45. Can find them on Facebook and all the usual places, and that one's called Square Through Round. It's a full 7 minutes long, so...
So we're not going to play it all.
It's ongoing in the background.
Well, yeah, we'll leave it on for you.
Carl said that when they played, I think it was a Washington for Carl Maloney Presents, he said that they were awesome. So probably worth seeing them if they come back.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I'm sure Carl will have them back at one of his many famous gigs.
He's trying to take over Sheffield, isn't he?
He's a one man.
We need to put our foot down and stop him expanding into any more bars.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And stop him drinking, because apparently he's a lightweight.
Yeah. Well, he is. We know that. But, you know, whatever. We've had a text from October Drifter on the way back to Somerset for a rest.
Yeah.
But they're listening to us in the van. I don't know how long it'll last, though.
How long what will last?
Well, before it cuts off. I think you get as far as... Chesterfield, and then
I think before in the van they've been listening to us online, so
that's the way to do it.
Somebody's got some data bills there.
Yeah, well, they just charge it to the Aggressive Management Co.
Yeah,
they'll pay for it all, won't they?
Is this like when we said that Carl would buy everyone a drink at his
game? We're just liars. Right, let's get rid of that now. There we go, so that's off.
Right, okay.
So, let's move away from music.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we've lost another great Briton this week.
Yeah, can people just stop dying now, please?
Yeah, it's bad news.
It's horrendous.
What do you remember Ronnie Corbett, obviously, we're talking about? What do you remember Ronnie Corbett from?
I remember, everyone's gone on about, you know, the classic
Four Candles.
That classic sketch. But... ding dong.
that was Leslie. What's his face?
Anyway, everyone remembers that. And I think that's more a Ronnie Barker thing than a Corbett one.
Yeah, it was. Because I'm younger than most of my friends.
Hmm.
I remember him from Extras.
Yes.
Yeah. He was absolutely brilliant in Extras.
It's always Corbett.
Yeah. You can now never win a BAFTA. Yeah. We're not going to do it all. And he did the Peter Kay Amarillo thing for was that Comic Relief?
He fell over and that.
Fell over. Yes. Well, they were doing it on treadmills, and he wasn't looking where he was going. I'm doing it now. And he put his foot on the side, and obviously one foot carried on moving backwards, and the other didn't it? And he just sort of ended up going.
I remember that was on a Comic Relief one year, wasn't it? And
yeah,
I remember they showed the video, and then afterwards. They showed that little section of the video of him falling over about 20 times because they were just getting people pledging money to watch it again.
Well, it was hilarious because I think he was doing it with Michael Parkinson. And Michael Parkinson were looking at him to say, as if, what are you doing? And then Michael Parkinson nearly went off as well because he went looking where we were going. Absolutely hilarious. But yeah, just a naturally funny guy.
Yeah, I remember him from his monologues where he used to sit in the chair and just... It would be... The most long-winded story, which with one of the best punchlines at the end.
Yeah.
I used to love that. So, yeah, celebrities, stop dying now, please. 2016, stop taking all the best celebrities.
Only just in April.
Yeah, if you're going to take anyone, then Katie Hopkins has got to be up for grabs, hasn't she? Someone like that.
I'm not sure this is the best segment, to be honest. tweet us in, let us know your thoughts. Oh, dear.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's that. Let's move on.
I was trying to think of other people just that were controversial. That's the first thing that came into my head.
Well, I can think of a lot, but again, I don't think we should do it.
No. I do wonder how Donald Trump's not been assassinated yet.
Well, they'll probably vote him in as president and then do it because they're idiots. Anyway, impartial as always on this show. It's been April Fool's Day this week. Now, this is one thing that always makes me laugh, because there's always some ridiculous stories going about, and people fall for them.
Yes.
I work for Diageo, who own quite a lot of the major spirits brands, and I saw something, a newscast, that Pimm's had agreed to sponsor the Big Ben clock face. Yeah. So it was constantly going to be Pimm's O'Clock, because that's the Pimm's marketing, Pimm's O'Clock.
Yeah.
I thought that was quite a good one, quite an elaborate one. They got a well-known news anchor to do the broadcast for that as well. So yeah. It was quite believable, that. Well, it was well done.
Believable in the extent it was done, but...
Yeah,
it's been April Fool's Day, unless you're in China, where it's banned.
Is it?
Apparently banned it because it's not within their culture.
Yeah, they love a good laugh in China, don't they?
Yeah, not in their culture to lie and mislead people.
Oh, right, okay. Well, obviously it's in ours.
Yeah. Who
cares?
It's actually quite punishable as well.
I've just realised you've got a new chair as well.
Oh, yeah.
Did you not realise?
No. There's new chairs all round in here.
Yeah, I can't believe we've been here for a good half an hour and not knowing.
And there's another spare chair over there, a new one. Oh, well.
Anyway.
That's interesting for everybody at home.
Yeah, for the benefit of the radio, these chairs are lovely. Yeah, another one I saw, which... are you a fan of Weatherspoons, James?
No.
Just to clarify, I'm partial to a cheap pint and mediocre service. But there was another one on Weatherspoon's official Twitter feed that announced that from later on in the year, the Queen Vic was going to become a Weatherspoon's pub.
that's quite a good one.
That was quite a clever one, yeah. I like that one. Have you seen any this week that have...
Did you see the Google one that they did in Gmail?
Oh, yeah, that were a bit of a flop, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. it's actually... it's quite a tough one. In Google Mail, if you don't use it, they have... two buttons. One's to send an email, and next to it is to send an archive so that you've got a copy of it to keep. And what they did was they replaced a send an archive with send a mic drop, and it emailed a picture of a minion dropping, you know, like from the film, dropping the mic, and apparently it then blocked whoever you'd sent it to from replying to you.
Yeah, that's all good and well, but an important part of the email... especially when you're using it for business, is the threads. So you can go back and look at what everybody else has said, so you don't have to keep going in and out of your messages. And it stopped all that, didn't it? So it was a bit of a bug.
I think what they were trying to do was just have a bit of amusement where, like, if there's an argument going on, you can send a mic drop and then just stop the argument. But people didn't realise that the button had changed and were still pressing the button.
Yeah.
There was people that sent, like, job... applications and things like that. They click send and mic drop, which used to be send an archive, and can never hear from that person again.
Yeah, not ideal, really.
And not exactly very professional to send your prospective employer
a picture of a cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not all. And I'm glad I didn't notice that, because I use Gmail.
Yeah.
So...
Well, one of the worst ones that I saw was...
So the joke's on you, Google.
I've got an email here that somebody sent, and it's got a picture of the minion at the top who's doing the mic drop in one of those animated GIFs. And the text of the email is, "Melanie, we're so very sorry to hear of the tragic loss of your daughter. Your brother-in-law, Louis, suggested we reach out to you to begin funeral arrangements. Please let us know how we can be of assistance to you in this difficult time."
Mic drop.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, they got criticised for that and pulled it very, very quickly.
Mm.
So, did you see any other ones this week?
I saw some ones that were actual real stories that I thought was bizarre.
Yeah?
Whoopi Goldberg had an interesting one.
Yes.
Yeah. She's on about selling marijuana.
Yeah,
in medication though,
yeah,
or something
medical
other.
Marijuana yeah. products to yeah. combat period pains.
Ah, yes. Yeah, I struggle with that. Yeah,
yeah, I know you do.
Shut up.
I've seen your moods, but yeah, apparently because it's medical marijuana is legal in California, she's decided to launch her own line of medical marijuana.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, isn't it? Well, saying that. Has she not got enough money already from Sister Act?
Yeah, she's one of the faces on The View, isn't she, as well, which is like America's version of Loose Women.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Right. She was in... I think the only thing I know from is Sister Act. Oh, and she was in...
Sister Act 2.
Sister Act 2. Back in the Habit.
She was in Star Trek, wasn't she?
She was in Star Trek with when he was in it. Beautiful day. William Shatner.
Oh, right.
That was the first line of the film, and he overreacted it to the like 1,000th degree.
He was a very hammy actor anyway, wasn't he? Well, still is. He's still around, isn't he?
Yeah, he's not dead.
Yeah.
It's not all about...
Well,
it's
you know, it's 2016.
It's not all about death.
He could be the next one.
I hope we haven't jinxed him.
Yeah. There's also, in Sweden, researchers have engineered transparent wood.
Oh, I've seen that, yeah. It's going to be an alternative to using, obviously, glass.
Yeah, to opaque glass.
Yeah.
But yeah, non-shattering material. They strip out the component that makes the wood brown and replace it with acrylic. And apparently that's a...
So acrylic, then...
the real thing.
Well, it's not wood anymore, then, is it? Because acrylic is like a form of plastic.
Well, yeah, it's like an alloy of wood, isn't it?
Oh, is it? I don't know. A resistant material. What? What are you looking at? Just the content of the show.
I don't think that you can have an alloy of wood, but...
I'm going to say,
I was trying to think of an example where two things merge together to make something else.
No. Wheels? Alloy wheels? I don't know what, though.
Do you know what an alloy is?
Yeah.
That's not a wheel hub.
Oh, well, if you're going to split hairs. Well, like you said, it's two things that mix together, isn't it, to make a new
that's it.
Material or whatever.
So, yeah, that's like steel's an alloy, isn't it?
Any more stories, then?
Tiny Temper intends to buy a farm because he loves the rural life and he loves Countryfile on the BBC.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, it bores me to tears, that. But not my thing. But I was watching Gogglebox the other day.
Yeah.
And one of the shows they featured was a farming programme, and this cow was giving birth to a calf, but they couldn't get the calf out. And some of the implements that they used to remove this calf, they'd got like a pulley system with a jack on it and everything, and they put it inside the cow. Oh, God, it was brutal.
Wow.
It was brutal, yeah.
That does sound brutal.
It got it. And then, when they eventually got the calf out, it wasn't breathing. So they were like throwing it around and sticking fingers down its mouth trying to get mucus out and everything. It was brutal.
Just give it some mouth to mouth.
Well, he did that as well. While the mucus was still, it was horrible. Oh, I'm feeling a bit sick thinking about it. But anyway, all was well. The calf survived. So
I'm glad.
Yeah. So Tiny Temper's wanting to do that, is he?
Yeah, apparently so. That's one of the true stories that looked like a prank, but wasn't.
Well, you can't have a Tiny Temper if you're going to be a farmer.
Why do you have to be an angry farmer?
Didn't work. Didn't work. Yeah. Well, last night, I was a Four Authors fanboy, sing along to them all, and the lead singer says, "Right, we're going to do his new single now, so you probably won't know it, but if you know the words, sing along. This is The City."
And you lost it.
I absolutely went mad. CK...
He just stood in his normal stance and nodded his head along.
Well, after he'd sort of recovered from my outburst, he was fine. But yeah, I knew The City, and this is it. It's the latest single. It's Four Authors. You listen to The Squeak on 93.2 FM, just coming up to 2:30. Send us a tweet at The Squeak, spelt wrong.
Colored light, shining bright, they break the night. You're not skies. We are like fireworks. We are. Watch the city come alive tonight. Like fireworks taking flight, lighting up the midnight sky. Colors fill our eyes. Like fireworks taking flight, lighting up the midnight sky. We will light the skies. We will light the skies. Light the skies. Light the skies.
This is Sheffield Live.
So that was Four Authors with The City.
Like that one?
Yeah,
good
very
new
much.
Single.
Very much.
And available for free from...
is it?
Yeah. If you go onto their Facebook page, you've got a link to download it for free.
Oh, I didn't know that.
From Alia Records.
Alia,
or however it's pronounced. That was going to be my question. How do you pronounce this? Alya. It's what it's come out of DMF Digital in Sheffield.
I can't find it on the group. Well, it wouldn't tell you on the group, though, would it? On the Facebook thing.
Yeah.
Would it?
I saw it on there this morning.
Oh. P.S. This is not an April Fool's, I promise. Oh, yeah. No, I can't see it. I'm under pressure, though, so I've probably missed it.
Oh, no.
But it's okay.
So, yeah, if you go onto their Facebook page, there is a post there where you can download it for free from Alya Records, Alya.
And according to Facebook, they typically reply within a day. So if you get stuck, just send them a message.
That's what they're doing for the full day.
It's there. It's the first one. I don't know. Download for free here with a bonus acoustic version.
Yeah.
They did a cover of... they did a couple of covers last night, didn't they, actually?
Yeah.
They did Uptown Funk.
Yeah.
And
Teenage
Dirtbag. Yeah.
Which
yeah.
was the beach ball one.
Yeah.
Where that poor girl got pelted in the face
pelted
by
the
CK.
Face.
CK the terrorist Golding. He did it on purpose.
That's a powerful nickname.
He's not a terrorist. He's not.
Yeah.
Don't call the police on him.
Controversial, or us for that matter. Controversial.
And he didn't do it on purpose, but he did kick a ball in a girl's face. I just thought I'd stress that.
Yes, she's okay. I heard she shared a bed. She shared a ward with Carl Maloney in A&E. Not a bed. Not a bed.
My God. This has all gone wrong.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
We're not scripted, you know. Right, so...
You can't tell.
one story I found. It's not an April Fool. But if you had a lot of money, we've discussed it before, you could buy a town near Las Vegas, which includes a casino and a diner.
A whole town?
A whole town.
Wow.
If you've got a spare £6.5 million or near as damn it, then you can buy a town. It's about 70 miles south of Las Vegas. It's called Cal Navare, and it includes the town's casino, diner, supermarket, a 10-room motel, a motorhome park, and a mile-long airstrip.
Wow. So you can park your plane there as well?
Yeah. Well, you could fly in.
This is a bonus.
Mm. Yeah, you'd have to buy a plane as well. Well, you don't have to buy a plane.
Well, if you've already got a plane, you just buy the town and then you're set.
Yeah. Yeah. What, just for a landing strip, though? If you had an expensive landing strip, you'd have to do something else with the town.
Well, you've got your casino and your supermarket and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, the current owner... her and her husband founded the town in 1965. There's 350 people that live there, but since her husband died, she can't keep it up, so she's looking to sell it. They tried to sell it in 2010 for $11.9 million, but she couldn't find any buyers, so she's dropped the price. She almost halved the price, in fairness. So she's saying 51 years is long enough. It's a strange one, that, isn't it? Buying a town.
So they've got 350 people. What are you buying? Just the land and the fixtures that these people own, obviously. But
yeah.
There's people live there, so... I don't know, are they renting off you, essentially, or...?
I wonder if all of the... You know, like, we have leasehold properties.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll just pay, like, a leasehold to the landowners.
If there's 350 people there and I bought the town for $6.5 million, I would like to declare myself the king of the town.
I'm sure you could. I'm sure you could.
And I would rule over those 350 people with an iron fist.
Well, I've been thinking about this because I think if you wanted to implement any change, the 350 people could just say, no, not doing it.
Mm.
So it'd be a bit of a weird one, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And I would guess that you're subject to US law.
Well, yeah, you can't really do the iron fist thing. Yeah. But I read like Lee Child books. Yeah. And the main character, Jack Reacher, is like a vagrant. He's left the army and he sort of wanders through all these towns.
Mm.
And if he walks in a town they don't like him, they just try and chuck him out. So I would imagine it could be a place like that, bit right. Clicky. Like when you go in a pub and everybody turns round.
That brings me on to what I was going to lead off with this after you mentioned buying a town. I watched the last episode of Brookside the other day, you know, that aired years and years ago.
Jimmy Corkle
was in. Barry Grant returned for the end.
Oh no!
And God, that's a dark, dark episode of a soap.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
Well, soaps aren't exactly the most, you know, light-hearted, are they?
I didn't realise that they moved it to like an 11 o'clock kind of slot.
Yeah,
and so there was lots of like violence and swearing and stuff like that.
Really?
So I never watched it at the time, and it ends with there's this new guy that's come into the street and has been dealing drugs and stuff, and they all want him out, and they talk about, like you were just saying, that the old stranger's field concept, whereas if somebody new came into a town like in the olden days, and nobody got on with them, they would all kill him and then bury him in the field, like out back of town. And so they all went, in Brookside, they all went round, and between them all, killed this guy and hung him out of the window. That's how dark it got.
I was trying to move away from death.
But my next point of that was, watching that, had me read up on like what happened to the set, and those houses are now actual houses that people are living in. And you could buy the whole of Brookside Close at one bit.
Well, because I mean, I know Coronation Street, there were real houses and they just bought the street, aren't they?
Yeah.
So they've done the opposite then. They've sort of sold what they had.
Yeah, each house was like an individual set and they've now been converted into actual housing.
Oh, so they weren't real houses?
No.
Oh.
Made as house exteriors and stuff.
Oh, well, I just
and
assumed.
The sets were inside.
Oh, I assumed the sets would have been somewhere else.
Nah.
Oh, that's quite interesting then.
Towards the end of Brookside's life, they used two or three of the sets in the houses for Hollyoaks.
Oh, yeah, because that's filmed in Liverpool, isn't it?
Yeah, all filmed next door to each other.
Right.
So, yeah, just an interesting thing. A few years ago, yeah, they all moved out of TV production, and you could buy, for about 500 grand, you could buy the whole of Brookside Close.
It's quite cheap, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, several years ago, though.
And now...
Yeah, a few houses on there, haven't they?
Yeah, now they've converted them to houses and I think they're renting them out.
All right. Weird.
Who'd want to live in Jimmy Corkill's house?
Well, that's another thing. You know, you look at what's happening in EastEnders and you think nobody would want to live there. Because you're either going to die or get run out of your home.
Yeah.
They should be derelict. Nobody would want to live there. There's like a fire every 5 minutes and somebody gets shot.
I'm sure I read something about
house
that.
Prices must be at an all-time low.
Well, I read something about the house prices. If those houses were real and existed and they were on the market, they'd be worth like 400 or 500 grand each, apparently, in EastEnders.
Oh. What, even though people get murdered all the time?
Yeah, apparently.
All right.
They don't drive down the property prices with murder around there. Why do we keep on coming back to death?
I don't know.
Is it because I feel like death after last night's shenanigans?
Maybe, yeah. Can't feel as bad as Carlton Maloney. Anyway, it's one from last night. It's Dead Set Dream.
The Fall.
You listen to The Squeak on 93.2 FM.
Yeah.
Dead Set Dream, The Fall. It's another one from last night, and
yeah, they had they were obviously the heavier group out of the four.
Yeah,
they had a decent following though.
They brought their audience, didn't they?
A lot of girls.
Yeah,
liking Dead Set Dream. And can I just say, right?
Hmm?
I was wearing the same shoes as the lead singer in Dead Set Dream.
Well, that's fascinating.
Yeah, I.
did you tie the laces exactly the same as well?
No, I don't know what he'd done with his laces. But it was a bit dark. But no, I don't think so. I don't know how.
How do you even notice stuff like that?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know. Yes. But look, a nice pair of blue Vans.
Yeah, they are very blue.
I tell you why I noticed, because the guitarist, who was very good by the way, very good by.
What just happened?
I've just took my legs under the chair and lowered my own chair. He had a t-shirt on that said Vans. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if anybody else is wearing Vans, and he got Vans on.
Right. So you don't just go around checking out lead singers'
shoes? I just look at shoes at gigs. Aaron Starkey had a nice pair of shoes. Yeah. Come on to that later. Aaron Starkey was doing a really funny little. He does this sort of like a march.
Bumpy march as he's singing.
Yeah, does the march. But he was stood on a carpet and he kept moving the carpet so that. Curtis on guitar was like having to move the carpet out of the way so he could get to the pedals, because Aaron kept moving it over the pedals. It was really funny. Anyway, we were just on Brookside before.
Yeah.
Do you remember Ray Quinn?
We weren't actually on Brookside, but we were talking
about Brookside, on the Brookside subject.
Brookside,
if you will.
Finished many years ago, but you can watch a final episode on YouTube.
Yeah. Ray Quinn was in Brookside.
Was he?
Who later went on to become an X Factor finalist.
He did. I can't remember him being in it.
Yeah, he was.
I actually didn't watch it. I don't know why I watched the last. I never watched it when it was on, generally.
We used to watch it when I was little.
Especially towards the end.
Mm. But on X Factor, Dermot O'Leary is returning.
Yes.
He's going to replace.
They're really flogging that dead horse, aren't they?
Yeah, he's going to replace the people that replaced him.
Yeah.
Because they were rubbish. Or some people thought, anyway. So,
Ollie Mears and Caroline Flack, was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it was on BBC Radio 1 Breakfast, and you know, we were talking about it with Nick Grimshaw, and he said, oh, you know, are you happy? He says, yeah, you know, I'm really flattered to be asked back. You know, got all our ducks in a row. And he said, by ducks, do you mean cash? And he sort of got a bit, didn't really like that line of questioning. So he said, I'm feeling uncomfortable now, let's move on. So they've obviously paid him a lot of money to go back.
Well, Grimshaw would probably know how much they're paying on that show.
Yeah, probably. Well, Nick Grimshaw, they never worked on the show together, though.
No, they didn't.
Because he only did 1 year and he's gone as well.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff.
Yeah, but it is flogging a dead horse. We keep saying it.
They should have stopped it years ago.
Yeah, just do something new.
People are fed up of it. The ratings are falling. They're falling for a reason. Because people have had enough now.
Yeah, it's boring.
Yeah, it's the same old stuff.
They'll get some, like, big name judge to come on and try and revive it. And it'll still flop.
Yeah. Yeah, it will.
Talking of television flops, right? 20 years ago on a Saturday night, what was your preferred viewing?
Oh, right. Well, I'm 26, so when I was 6, I was probably in bed. Noel's House Party, was that on a Saturday?
Exactly. You are the right audience for this.
Really?
Yeah. Americans, this week, have finally discovered Mr. Blobby.
No way.
Yeah. And there was a whole thread on Reddit about
Are you being
Blobby.
Serious?
Yeah.
Genuinely. Oh, that's unbelievable, that. We'd not rehearsed that.
Yeah, you walked into that one.
But
yeah, Mr. Blobby.
I used to love the phone box because they did
like the gunge tank thing.
No, they were money at the end, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And they had to collect all this money. Yeah, I loved that. Yeah.
6-year-old you, love.
Yeah, loved it. Well, still watching crap now.
Yeah.
26.
Well, this American user on Reddit had been watching the Big Fat Quiz of the 90s.
Oh, right, yeah.
Which was like a couple of years ago, also by Jimmy Carr.
Jimmy Carr, yeah.
And for the end of it, for the last question, they brought out Mr. Blobby to do the last question as a 90s icon kind of thing. And this American had never experienced Mr. Blobby before. And
he's taken it over the pond.
I've watched the clip, and it is hilarious. Mr. Blobby is just goes full-on maverick and wrecks the whole place, like jumps through the set and everything.
Yeah, some things never change.
Yeah. And so, yeah, this American was like, what the heck is this?
What's going on?
Yeah. And then other Americans, like, the comments, there's one that says, I feel like I took acid watching that. that was absolutely, swear word, terrifying. Jack Whitehall was on it, and he used to be scared of Mr. Blobby. He actually went and hid behind his desk.
Really?
For the segment, because he couldn't. It's like, he looks like Silly Putty and sounds like a Dalek. I had to shut it off. He was freaking out my cats as well. and one helpful Brit tried to help out and give a description of what Mr. Blobby was, and he says, he was like if a puppy's brain was put into the body of a blancmange-looking humanoid, and he'd come on and ignore the personal space of various celebrities.
Just, some people have got too much time on their hands. But yeah.
Then, I was reading this morning, and it got me into looking into it further. And he obviously had his Christmas number one. He had a Christmas...
Did he?
Mr. Blobby had a Christmas number one.
What was it?
It was called Mr. Blobby.
Oh, right.
And it was a theme tune he used in the show, like... Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Don't remember that one.
And they actually made 3 very cynical, terrible theme parks of Mr. Blobby Land.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know any of this.
One of them exists still in Somerset, but obviously it's derelict and it's abandoned now. And you can go on YouTube and look at videos of people that have been round it. It looks terrifying. Mr. Blobby had his own helicopter. Then there was also a Mrs. Blobby and a baby Blobby at one bit.
So they really, you know, they really went after the cash on that one, didn't they?
Very much so.
Have you seen the Pink Panther's to-do list?
No.
To-do, 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 to-do. This is October Drift, and it's robots.
Thank God for October Drift.
Some waves in open spaces. I know I'm missing something.
Sheffield Live.
Robots.
Yeah, what a tune.
October Drift.
That's something else live, that one, isn't it?
Yes. Everything from the sound to the lights to the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Everything. And I'd actually bumped into somebody at Leadmill last night that I'd not seen for years.
Yeah.
In the toilet of all places. So, you know, not the best, but whatever. And
you'll have to stop meeting like that.
Yeah, so he bought me a drink, so I was stood with him. And all of a sudden, they'd got these cameras with the big lights on, they were filming and taking pictures, like you do with a camera. And I'm like, oh, everybody's like crowded, parted. And obviously, Kiwi's only small, isn't he? Yeah. So I'm like, why is everyone moving? And then it just walked straight past us, and then he'd gone up these flights of stairs, and he was singing from up there.
Yeah.
Great.
They like to get down in the audience, don't they?
They do. They do.
Dan the guitarist, like...
Great hair.
He does have great hair. Which flops about quite a lot as he's thrashing his guitar.
Yeah, no, very, very energetic, and they were very, very, very well received, weren't they?
Yeah.
Everybody had a great time.
Yeah, it was genuinely like they've been touring for 2 weeks, and I think they were looking forward to this one.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
to finish off that bit.
Well, they tweeted earlier, "We love Sheffield people."
Yeah. And Sheffield loves them.
They do.
Yeah,
they do.
But if you missed it and you want to see them, they're playing in Bristol and Cardiff next week, I think, and then that's the end of the whole tour for a short while, I believe.
And Losing My Touch is out now.
Yeah,
the new single
on the Stranger Days EP.
Mm. There were a lot of merch last night, weren't they? A lot of good merch.
I quite liked how they laid it out. You walked in and it was like a little marketplace as you walked in.
Yeah, it was good.
All the different bands had a full shelf kind of thing, full table.
Well, I didn't know how it was going to go last night. I assumed it'd be in the main room, but they put it in room two, didn't they?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was good because, like you say, you walked past all the merch and then you weren't falling over people to look at stuff. So it worked really well.
Yeah.
I've never been to a gig at Leadmill before.
Have you not?
No. It's the first time I've been to Leadmill in, God, long tower at uni. So a long time. But yeah, it were great. Loved it.
I think the last music gig I went to there was... possibly with Arneel, and it was a Reverend and the Makers gig, and somebody jumped up on Neil's back and pretty much hurt him, and also we'd been jumping around so much we couldn't breathe and it was hot and sweaty and everything, and I ended up having to pull him out from the mosh pit by his feet to get him out.
Oh,
and,
right.
And
lovely.
I think he thought he was dying. Bless him. His other half, Becca, was pouring cold water over his head to try and bring him round.
Oh, right. Yeah, I've never done that.
I've
never lived, yeah. I'm not as big as you and Neil. I'd be a goner. If I ended up on the floor in a mosh pit. I thought that only happened in Corporation anyway.
It depends what gig it is. It can happen for like any band generally if people are up for it.
Yeah, I suppose.
Maybe not Jamie Cullum or something like that, but
yeah, no. Well, just another one that I've seen in the news. I don't know if you've heard about this farmer. He built a mock Tudor castle.
Is he an angry farmer?
Well, he is now. he'd built, I mean, for the benefit of the radio, James, look at that. He'd built that, but he didn't have planning permission to build it. So he'd hidden it with a load of hay bales.
Because what you do is, when you build a mock Tudor castle, is hide it with hay bales.
Yeah, well, he'd piled up all these bales of hay to hide it, because he'd not got planning permission.
Wow.
And then the council discovered it, and they're making him demolish it.
Yeah.
It's a real shame. They ordered him to tear it down in June or go to prison for 3 months, so he's got to tear it down. But
if you go to prison for 3 months, do you still have to tear it down?
Well, that's what I thought. They'd probably just knock it down while you were in prison, wouldn't they?
It could be a good compromise, that.
But, I mean, it's such a shame, because it's a lovely, lovely place. But he obviously knew he weren't going to get planning permission, so he's just decided to do that.
Yeah.
Shame.
Shame indeed. Tiny Temper will be buying that land and becoming the angry farmer.
Pulling calves out of cows with his bare hands.
There's a vision we want in our heads for the rest of the day.
We're gonna squeeze one more in before the end of the show, and it's Slow Readers Club, of course.
Yeah.
Fantastic band.
Yeah.
Really good guys as well. This one is Plant the Seed.
Mm-hmm.
Slow Readers Club, Plant the Seed, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And that was all of the bands that played last night. So that was a taster for you if you weren't there.
You missed a cracking evening.
Or a reminder if you were there, because I think we were all buzzing. Yeah. And they're touring with James.
Yeah. Not me, the band.
The band James, of course, not James Hargreaves. That wouldn't be as exciting for them, would it? Well, maybe it would.
It'd be exciting for me.
Be exciting for you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, DJ Ski's just got ears up at 3 with Platinum Plates. Carl, you'll be looking forward to that one, no doubt.
Yeah.
Cheeky monkey. We'll be back next week at the normal time of 2 o'clock. Have a good week. We'll see you later.
Bye.